Morning, everyone. Just going to share some a passage here from 1 Peter chapter 4, 10 through 11. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Oh my God, he gave me the good bike. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Perch-Led Sunday. If you don't know who I am, my name is Hayden. I do the guitar, the bass, sometimes the electric. I'm with the teens a lot as well. We do a little bit of the fun teen ministry. And to tell you all teens, I see Severin there in the back, I was given a small time to talk, not a large time, so you don't have to sit there and listen to me for about 40 minutes. It's okay, Severin. I know you love hearing my voice. With all of that being said, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Perch-Led Sunday. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the mission of the Perch. We're going to be talking a little bit about what this part of the church is, but also so that we can share with you what God's doing, not only in the young adult ministry, but also just in general with the church. Because as much as we like to talk about the Perch as its own ministry, it is part of the church. We are the church. And so as we're going through this, we're going to be talking a little bit about what our goals are, but hopefully you can be taking the messages that we're going to be talking about and bringing it to your own ministries, whether you're personal, with your family, with your coworkers. And we're hoping that these are going to be ways that you will be able to take the word of God and bring it out into a world that needs Jesus. And so before we begin, we're going to be kind of breaking down kind of the five main mission statements of what the Perch is. I'll be going with two of them while Pastor Jacob will be finishing up with the other three. But before we do, let us pray as we go into this time of lessons and other things. Lord, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for each individual here. I pray that the words that are said this morning are glorifying to you, and that that we can use this time as a time of building, a time of growing, so that we can go out and be your church. In your holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. So, I was blessed enough to have the first part of our mission statement, which is going to be talking a bit about our purpose. Our purpose as the Perch. And so, the mission statement for the Perch is that the Perch exists to spur young adults forward in growing in Christ with unmatched desire, serving Christ with an intense vigor in our local body, and sharing Christ relentlessly to a lost and dying world. Now, our purpose is like, what is the point? What are we going to do? What is the reasoning for the Perch to be here? And as you can see, it's very much a threefold purpose. When we look at this, a lot of this mission statement draws itself from the ultimate purpose of being a Christian. It draws itself from the Great Commission. How many of you have heard of the Great Commission? Okay, five of you, that's fine. You know what? We're going to need to kind of get a little bit of a reminder for this because it's kind of a big thing. Christ, after his entire life in ministry, gets towards the end talking to his disciples, and he brings them in and says, hey, come in here, and he gives us as the church, a mission. And what is that mission? Well, if you look in the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, he says, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the very ends of the age. This Great Commission, and for those five that have heard of it, hopefully that's a reminder. For those that have not, hey, guess what? This right here is a commission. It is a commandment. It is our goal as Christians. It is our purpose. And so we've kind of ingrained this into the very first thing of ours, in that the purpose is this threefold mission. The first part of this is going to be the growth through the Word. Growth through the Word. This is kind of filling up the cup. Our dedication to sitting and taking time, whether it's personal reading or with others, to fill ourselves up with the Word of God. We have this thing, the Bible, that is the Word of God, that is going to be everything that we need. We see at the end of the Great Commission, Jesus even says, "And behold, I am with you always to the very edge of the age." And we know that Christ is the Word. So by dedicating ourselves to the first point of filling ourselves up with the Word of God, that first point, the growing in Christ, we can then move on to the second part. That second part being the service to the body, serving one another, serving Christ, serving the church, whether that's in many different ways. Now, we all have different abilities. Some people are really, really good at the sound system, and I thank our sound system people. Thank you so much. Some people are good. Thank you. We have people who love serving with children. We have people who love serving with the teenagers. We have people who love coming up and speaking. We have people who are doing all of the manual labor and the work and all the stuff that goes into it. We all serve in our own different way. But again, that second point of what we're doing is to step out and serve. We can sit and listen and take in everything, all that we want. If we're not taking that step out and serving, then we're just going to be filling a cup until it overflows. And that overflow should drive us to that service. And that service goes on to my third point, in which we go into that Great Commission, going and telling people about the gospel, about the good news of Jesus Christ, with evangelizing to the world, to sharing Christ to a lost world. Now, when we do this, it can mean any myriad of different things. Each one of you has your own ministry. And that's the beautiful part of being the church, is that we all aren't just going to lock ourselves up in here or just being here. No, we all have our individual lives, and the amount of people that I'm able to talk to versus the amount of people that Ethan's able to talk to or Pastor Jake is able to talk to is very different. I am a nerdy person, so I'm surrounded by nerdy people all day. That right there is my ministry. The people I'm surrounded by all day, the people who love to play all the nerdy board games. But let's ask you the question to you, what is that ministry for you? Well, for the perch, we focus on the young adult ministry. We focus on the 20s to 30s, because that is a pivotal point in a lot of people's lives. They're getting out of their parents' houses, if they're going to college. They're getting out of college and starting a family. There's all of these different areas that happen in those. And so our main focus as a perch is to bring these things to sit down, read with one another, to dive into the Bible, to go and serve in the community by doing these perch-led Sundays or doing music or doing anything like that. Also, to drive ourselves to take to the young adults of the world the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. We'll be diving into a few different more things as we kind of go on from there, but that right there is the main purpose. And so the question to you is this purpose, this threefold purpose, the Great Commission, is this, are we applying this to our own individual ministries? That's my first part. Severin, wasn't like 20, 40 minutes, right? That was kind of good? Okay, cool. Perfect. Got a good timing for it all. We're going to be moving on to a cool, interesting thing where we're going to be doing a panel discussion, correct? Well, a panel discussion. So I will pass it off to them.
Well, amen. Thank you, Hayden, for sharing with us on the first part. Chair back in place here. Well, what a wonderful blessing it is just to see, you know, our praise team, to see our tech team back here, to see our panel here, Nick reading scripture, and just everyone in the perch just really putting a hand on in the service today. And we wanted to bring something cool to you. But before we do at this time, any children, elementary age school children, you are released to go back to the back for your class. So now's the time for that. But we have a wonderful panel here. These three people, I can say, the whole perch is dear to me, right? But these three people, I would count on that as well. So I just want everyone, the three over here, to introduce themselves to you. If you don't know them, I think you know them all, but we'll start down at the end. We'll just go down.
Hi, my name is Yolandi Kroos. Your name?
I'm Nick Harris.
And I'm Jackson Doppert.
Awesome. So, yeah. Round of applause. So, I want you to hear from them just about their involvement here at EC Grace and their involvement in the perch. So, I just want to start, want to hear from all of you guys. What ministries or areas do you presently serve in here at EC Grace?
I'm a trustee. I'm on Grace Go, the tech team, Grace Intercessors, and a Valor, and whatever projects Bob has for Wednesdays after we meet.
Which means Grace Discipleship as well, yeah.
Absolutely.
His list is a lot longer than mine. I am a trustee member, though, and Bob and all them, they like to keep me busy, and I enjoy being busy. I do a little bit of everything. Mow the lawn, replace plugs, helped redo all the lights in here, and it's been a true blessing.
We're all part of the Perch, and then I'm part of Woman of Joy when I don't work, and I also serve in the nursery, which has been really fun.
Amen. Amen. And you'll often see these three at, you know, events like G2H events and other church events that we have as well, and I'm thankful for the involvement of you three, but also for everyone in the Perch as well. Serving the body. We just heard from Hayden about serving the body. So that's just examples of how these three serve. But I do want to ask on that note, what does serving in this body, this church body here at EC Grace, what does that mean to you three? What does it mean to you?
It's really just a blessing. In all honesty, I've never felt so welcomed by a church body before. And I love being able to reciprocate that in my service, and it really just means so much to me. I just love it. I can't really put it into words, but it's really done a lot for me spiritually and emotionally, and I can't wait to see where that takes me further down the line.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity to be part of the church and to be the church instead of just coming Sundays and listening to the service and walking out the door, getting to know people. Like in the nursery, we spend the hour and a half with the other person we serve in there with. So just getting to know them one-on-one during that time is a blessing, and being able to love on the kiddos just as Jesus loves them and loves us. It's just a beautiful thing. And yeah, it's just the support. I feel like EC Grace, you're not just one in a crowd. You actually belong, and that there's nothing better than it.
I'll keep mine short and sweet because I feel like these guys summed it pretty well. I love the friendliness, and I think serving in the body is just something that's nice because you get to help people out, whether it's helping the deacons get ready for communion, helping get everything set up correctly so that when you guys come in here for worship, everything goes without a hitch. And
amen. That's awesome. I mean, that's a joy. You all said blessing and privilege and just how much you enjoy serving, and that's what it's about, right? We should have a joy serving the Lord here in this body. So we talked about the church, involvement in the church, but now I want to take it down to the Perch, right, in our group. How is being involved in the Perch and being a part of this group, how is that special to you?
I think being in the Perch is special to me because after college, most of my friend group, or our friend group, since we're in the same college, stayed up in the Winona Lake area. So coming down here, there really wasn't anyone that I could connect with or had that kind of bond. And so when I joined the Perch, it was like getting that friend group back and having like instant connection with everybody.
The Perch is very special to me. I've been in and out of churches, since I was born, Lutheran churches, Baptist churches, everything. And I've never been to a church where literally my first day here, I think it was Claire, ran up to me and just wanted to get to know me so bad, wanted to get me involved in the church, and it was really surprising to me because not only have I never felt so welcomed at a church before, but I've never been to a church with such a strong young adult program. I feel like the 18 to 30-year-old age range kind of gets forgotten about in a lot of churches. And the fact that we have such a strong young adult program here was just very, very special to me. And I don't take it for granted. I really love it.
I agree with both of them. And it's also been a blessing. Nick and I are freshly new parents as of last year. So just being able to, there's a lot of new babies coming now, but in the time that we've been here, there's been babies too. And just having that support from other families and talking to the other moms and getting their opinions, because raising a kid is hard. And just having that support, and then other things through life, just knowing that you have that group of people that is going through a lot of similar things that you're going through, and having that just backbone is just a true blessing, because life is hard sometimes, and it's nice to have build those friendships with people who have the same values and beliefs in you, and grow in your relationship with God together.
Absolutely, that connection is super important, and I sense a real genuineness from everything that you guys have shared. The last question, if somebody came up to you and asked you, okay, why the Perch? What is one thing that you could say to somebody about the Perch? If you had to pick one thing, what would it be?
I think I'd say if you join the Perch, you're going to get an instant friend group or an instant family. I don't know how you put it.
I guess what I would say about the Perch is there's just no better group of young adults to have a positive influence on your life. It is so easy to get wrapped up in the world, especially today, and there's a lot of very negative role models that I used to surround myself with that I just don't find myself being interested in anymore. And I just love everybody here, and I know I can always count on them. And we're always looking to expand.
Amen.
I would say join or just come to one of the events and try it out, and just you'll just feel so loved instantly.
Amen. Well, I want to thank the three of you for being up here and for sharing from your heart. And this is what it is. And you hit on a lot of what we desire, not just as a church, but even within the Perch, right? That connection, that fellowship, really being pushed to grow, pushed to serve, pushed to share, as Hayden was talking about earlier. So Yolandi, Nick, Jackson, I want to thank the three of you. I'm so thankful for you guys, for all that you do here at EC Grace. For what you mean to me personally, for what you mean to the Perch, for your faith. And Nick and Yolandi, we're praying for you both as you have another kid come in here four weeks, as well for our other young families as well. We have more babies coming, and this is just a blessing of what God is doing in the Perch. It's a blessing through young families as well. So to all of our young families out there, we love you, and I'm so thankful that you're a part of the Perch as well. But thank you for coming today.
That was really cool. We need to do more panels like that. That would be awesome. Oh, man. Need to do that. Someone put that in the calendar. So I'm going to be moving on to the next part, which is going to be talking about our desire, the word desire. And I'm going to try, again, to keep it to that kind of nice, thin mark. Julie, you think you can get me on this one? About 5 minutes or so? You can look at me weird if it looks different. Thank you. Perfect. So we're going to be talking about our desire as the Perch. But that word desire, whenever Pastor Jacob came up to me and asked, hey, you're going to be speaking on our desire. I'm like, well, let's just say when you first look up desire in the Bible, it's a weird word. Because oftentimes it talks about the desires of the flesh. So when we think about what the word desire is in the context of what this ministry is, I had to dive in a little bit deeper. And so I looked into, in Galatians, specifically in chapter 5, that the particular passage that talked about the fruits of the Spirit. Because when Paul was talking in Galatians about the fruits of the Spirit, the things to go, to model ourselves after as followers of Christ, he always puts it juxtaposed to the fruits of the flesh, the things that are the desires of the flesh. But he has one very key part right at the end. So it starts off when he's talking about, says, hey, I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Talks about the fruits of the Spirit and gets down to this very key verse in verse 24. It says, and those who belong in Christ Jesus have been crucified the flesh with its desires and passions. Now all of a sudden, much as Christ has transformed us, our desires have now transformed. And so we can't think of desires as we would think of in a worldly perspective. We all, and especially those who maybe before they've come to Christ, had desires, had goals, had aspirations. But it isn't until Christ comes in and changes those desires that now we have a specific way of going about our own desires, because those desires are to line up and are consistently changed to line up with Christ. So when we talk about biblical desire, what we're meaning is a passionate, Christ-centered goal. And we have to keep, that is very key, has to be a passionate, Christ-centered goal. When we desire something as a Christian, it has to be a passionate, Christ-centered goal. And those are very, very key points, because if we lose the passion, if we lose that zeal, we lose the desire, then we are just going by obligation. If we don't keep that desire Christ-centered, then we're going back to the desires of the world. And if we don't have a goal, if we don't have a reason for the thing, then we're missing the point entirely. So when we talk about this desire, I wanted to get right across that we can have ideas, aspirations, and goals, but we want to separate what this ministry and hopefully the ministries that you're in are doing from the rest of the world. A desire and a goal of a person in business may be to grow the business. A desire in a band is to get more followers. But no, a Christ-centered desire doesn't focus on the number of bodies in the room. It focuses on souls. Souls versus body. Because we can be happy with the Perch because it has X amount of people. We can be happy with our kids' ministry because it has that. But at what point does that get lost when we realize that the point of every ministry is to focus on the heart, to focus on what really matters, and that is to share with the souls of people the wonderful word of Christ. I love the Perch, but if we have 100 people in the Perch and that's all we cared about, we have lost that desire and mission. No, it's only when we keep those purposes of diving into the word, of serving the body, of evangelizing to the world, that we truly find this desire. And so, what we find is that this goal for the Perch is in a very weird spot. Because, like we were saying a lot in the panel, that the Perch is in a weird spot. It's a particular age group. You know, they're adults, but they're not older. My mother is in the crowd right now, and she gave me a look. And so I had to take every word I thought of, and all right, let me look. And we're young, but we're not in school. We're not in high school. Many of us are living on our own. So what we find is we act as a bridge. And this is why I kind of think of it as we act as a bridge, because our goal and our desire is to learn from the more wise of us, the teachers, the elders, those who are serving in the church. Doesn't necessarily have to mean about age, but those who have experience and those who know, and to humble ourselves to learn about Christ through people who have gone through a lot more life experiences. And we could take that as the bridge, because we are the next generation of leaders in the church. To take that and be the bridge onto the next generation. Because this next generation is going to be going through things that, you know, maybe us in the Perch kind of understand, but are going through things completely different. This is a different world we live in case you're wondering. And as a Perch, our goal and desire is to have that. When it looks into our mission statement, I went a little bit out of order, sorry. I'm sorry, people. our desire, the ultimate desire, is to see all young adults engaged in the purpose of the Perch and our community as we build a strong foundation with a bridge to the future of EC Grace. I love my teens. I love the teens that I get to speak to and minister to in Sunday school, and they are going to end up being the Perch, and then the next generation. But it's only through when we learn from the teachers, learn from the pastors, We bridge that, be those teachers, and learn and teach next generations, Julies, the Severins, the teenagers and younger kids of the world, that that is our true desire. We are a bridge to the next generation. Show Christ with that. And so, hopefully, by keeping us accountable, by coming to us and pushing us to keep those serving, that we can fulfill that goal of bringing that bridge between the generations of the church, so that we can all have a better knowledge of Christ, and to go out into the world and be Christ to those. So, the main point that I'm wanting to kind of push to you is that in not only our ministry, but in every ministry, to have a desire, to have a push, is that we must consistently have the zeal to learn from Christ-centered teachers, no matter what age, so that we can focus on our own ministries and bring that to our ministries and the next generation. We can't forget the next generation coming. We can't forget the bridge in between generation, and we can't forget our teachers and the... Amen. We have to be providing that place for each person. That is our desire, that is our goal, and we're going to be moving on to another part and something I'm very excited from and something that I am very happy because I am horrible with memorizing things. Ethan here has a very, very awesome memory verse that he is going to, again, recite from memory. Lord has blessed him with an amazing memory and heart for the Word of God, and I hope you all will be enjoyed and enriched by that. On up.
Hey, guys. The perch is full of people who used to be dead in their sins, and now they're alive from the dead. And that's because of the glorious truths of the gospel, things God has done. And I think Hayden got, jokingly, five people who knew the Great Commission. Who here likes Romans 8? Yeah, great passage, right? So, because the gospel and the Word of God is so central to just us and our heart as the perch, if you were to go in there on a perch Sunday, you'd see us discussing the Word of God and always connecting it back to the gospel, who Jesus is, what God has done. And I just want you guys to enjoy this. It's a great chapter, all about the gospel, and just I want this to lead to the praise of God, because this just testifies to how worthy he is of our praise. All right. I'm quoting from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Wow. Is the truth of that passage not why we're here this morning? Is that not what, I mean, I don't know. Does that motivate you? Does that give you the desire that Hayden talked about? Does that make you just want to praise the Lord this morning, just hearing that? Ethan, brother, thank you. Thank you for that. This morning so far, you've heard about who we are as a Perch, and you've heard testimonies from people in the Perch. You've seen different people in our group share their gifts with you and their abilities and what God's blessed with as they've served the body. You've seen passion. You've seen a passion for the Lord, you've seen a passion for what he's doing, and testimonies of this generation serving him. And as Hayden shared earlier, you have heard that our purpose in the Perch, what that is, what we desire to do, and it's no different, right? When you think of growing in Christ, when you think of serving Christ, and when you think of sharing Christ, that is no different than what God has called the church to do and the mission that he has given to this body. And when we think of the Perch, I don't want us to think of an isolated group that is an island unto ourselves. See, we're in this body. Yeah, we have our Sunday school class, and we have our own grace group and our events, but we are in this body, and we are sharing in this mission alongside each and every one of you. If the Perch exists to grow in Christ, to serve him, and to share him, isn't that something that we should all be called to do together? See, we're not putting on a perch Sunday just to say, like, oh, here's the perch, like, here we are, like, you know the perch, you know of the perch, you've met everybody in the perch. This is a call to, this is what God's doing in this generation, this is what God's doing in this group, but this is a call for us all to be on mission together as one body. The perch is just part of it, but as Hayden shared, when you see the generations in the church working together, serving alongside one another, on mission together, learning, growing, serving, sharing, being involved in ministry, having a passion for the Word of God, that's what it's about. This is what Perch Sunday is. Perch Sunday is like, you know what? We're right here with every single one of you. We are all in this together. We know these well-known and often quoted verses from Jesus, and Hayden shared them earlier, where Jesus says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You see, it's amazing that the truth of these verses we see here today, because after the service, or immediately following the service, we're going to be celebrating in two baptisms today. There are two baptisms, and we praise the Lord for that. So this just shows that this is the heartbeat of the church, right? This is what the church, there's a reason it's called the Great Commission, and that we refer to it that way. And we certainly get mission from these verses, and we get purpose out of these verses, but I also think this passage extends into the practical side of who we are. Not just in the perch, but as a body here at EC Grace as well. You've heard our purpose. You've heard how and what our desire is and what our goal is in the perch. And it's to connect all young adults to EC Grace, right? We're not our own body back here. We're not our own deal. Like, we are part of EC Grace. This is the church, right? This is the body. We are all in this together. As we move towards the end of our time this morning, I want to bring this all together. I want to, everything you've seen, everything you've heard this morning, and let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's roll our sleeves up this morning. How are we going to, in the perch, roll up our sleeves and go about accomplishing our purpose and make our desire a reality? First, let me share with you our how. You've heard about our purpose. You've heard about our desire. Here's our how. How are we going to go about accomplishing these things? This happens through equipping from God's word, connection with the body of Christ, and investment in our community. We intentionally seek to create and build opportunities for each young adult designed to bring about a greater passion for Jesus and living out his mission daily. This morning, we just heard Ethan share from the Word of God, share how his passion for the Word, how his love for the Word looks like. He likes to memorize Scripture, right? He values the Word of God. He loves the Word of God. You've heard testimonies about connection this morning through our panel and through the fellowship and what that means, about investment in our community and serving. You've heard all of these things play out. And I hope you notice something when you look at this how. I hope you notice this, because it is. It's a lot of the same things that we've been talking about and a lot of the things that we have seen. We've seen it played out even on this stage this morning. This is a prime example of what it means to take a love for the Word of God, take wanting to connect with others, wanting to serve, wanting to invest, wanting to share, and practically playing it out daily in our lives. One of the things that we emphasize in the perch, it's in our mission statement, it's in our how, it's all over the place, is the Word of God, right? That is what we do. That is who the perch is. That is at the center. And it's not just the perch, it's at the center of who we are as a church. We are passionate and we want to be centered on the Word of God. That is our foundation. Psalm 18:30 says, "As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him." The NIV says that the Lord's word, it translates flawless. See, if we're going to equip and if we're going to grow in our knowledge of the word, that's the basis of all we do in the perch, because his word is blameless. His word is flawless. That is how his ways are described. So why would we want to do anything else or be guided by anything else in the perch? And why would we want to be guided by anything else here in the body, this church here at EC Grace? Amen. This looks like teaching. It looks like sharing about where we are in the word, being an encouragement to one another as we read the word. Mostly prioritizing being people who are in the word. See, when we are in Sunday school and we're sharing as a perch, I love hearing praises of, I read this in the word, or I read that in the word. And I hope on whether it's Wednesday night or whenever the opportunity presents itself here as a church, you love hearing about where your brothers and sisters are spending in the word of God. That's what we should be about. That's what we should desire. We also want to connect with the body of Christ. As I just said, the perch isn't an island. Almost every single person in the perch is serving in some capacity here at EC Grace. Okay? This isn't a, well, we have the perch and that's it. No, there's serving going on. There's ministries happening, perch being involved in ministries. We want to be a part of this body, building this church, serving in ministry. This is how we go about accomplishing our purpose, right? It's being involved in ministry. It's taking the word. It's sharing the word. It's being people of the word. It's serving alongside every single one of you in ministry. That's what it's about, right? This is what the church is and the church should be doing. We are one body. But recently we have started a perch connection ministry within the perch, which is basically Grace Connection, but it's within the perch. And this allows everyone in the perch to remain connected with not just the perch, but the entire body as well. Connection is so important. You heard that in the panel of sharing, just the connection with having the relationships, having the encouragement, having those friendships, having that connection, because we don't want to leave any single person behind. We want to be connected. We will continue to monitor ways that we can be even more involved in the body and in our community. That's our how, right? This is how we are going to go about this. We want to be living out this mission daily. But let me ask all of you a question. By a show of hands, how many of you here this morning, do you know somebody that's roughly between the ages of 18 to 35? I hope so, yes. Thought so, right? Now, I want you to keep your hands up if you know of somebody in that age range you'd like to see in church or maybe even come to know Christ. Look at all the hands. I mean, a lot of hands are raised. I mean, it can be a family member, family friend, neighbor, etc. But right here is the importance. All of the hands that were raised for that second question, that's the importance of the perch. That's the importance of this ministry. And also the heart of our why in the perch. Our why states that the world needs Jesus as their Savior, and everyone means everyone, needs to hear the gospel. In doing this, we are obedient to Christ by loving him and loving other people. See, this is so crucial. This is why, one of the reasons why the perch exists and why the perch is so important, because this age group, this generation, there are so many people who need to know Christ. But is that so different from everything we're always talking about as a church? No, it's not. This is our church mission, right? Sharing salvation, building believers. What's that first part? Sharing salvation. We are on mission with you. In the perch, we are on mission together. Everybody in this body, we are on mission together. We are here to serve. We are here to share. We are here to grow. Back to the Great Commission in Matthew 28, Jesus' words at the very, very beginning of verse 19 are, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nation." You see, the implication from our Lord's words here is that we will go. As you are going, you go to the store, you go to a neighbor, you go to work, wherever it is you go to school. we will be sharing as we go. You will go, I will go, we will all go as we have been going. Sharing Jesus doesn't stop. Why? Because the world needs to know him. I mean, they desperately need to know him. I want this to be the motivation for what we do and who we are in the Perch. We cannot be obedient in all that Christ has called us to do as believers if we aren't motivated by this and if we aren't doing this. See, our why ties so close to the desire that Hayden shared earlier. Our why should always be motivated by the need, people's need for Jesus Christ. This brings us then to our commitment. In the Perch, to one another, this is what we commit to. Our commitment to the Lord and obedience to him and all our brothers and sisters in Christ at EC Grace, unwavering. You have an unwavering commitment to your brothers and sisters here. We will invest in one another through teaching, prayer, encouragement, accountability, faithfulness, and service. But it first starts with hearts that want to obey the Lord. Jesus says in John 10, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full." As we obey Christ, we also commit to one another. These things must be unwavering. So whether it's our relationship in the Perch, or whether that's our relationship to the body, to all of our brothers and sisters here at EC Grace, we love the Lord and we love one another. Vertical, then horizontal. As we teach his word, as we pray for one another, as we encourage one another, as we hold one another accountable, as we serve alongside one another, and as we're faithful, one thing is abundantly clear. We are all a part of this together. We are all part of this together. Yes, in the Perch, we are growing, and we are being developed as the future here at EC Grace. One of my favorite things we've done in the Perch in these last couple years has been the Perch Leadership Series, where many of you here in our body came in and invested your time to share with the Perch about your experiences, both you're involved in the body and your life, and that was such a blessing, because that, again, shows how we learn, as Hayden said, we learn from those who have come before us and who are still here. Like, there are so many faithful examples of serving the Lord right here in our body that we can all learn from. But I want to make one thing perfectly clear this morning. Our purpose, our desire, our how, our why, and our commitment is all designed to build the Perch, but it's also designed for the church here at EC Grace to be a part of this with the Perch as well. As we get set to close this morning, I want to ask a couple things from you, the rest of the body here at EC Grace. You've heard about who the Perch is, you've seen the Perch in action this morning, you've heard about our purpose, you've heard it all. Here's what I want to ask you this morning. First, will you commit to praying for the Perch? As our young families continue to have and continue to raise children, as we continue to grow, as we continue to build our children's ministry, mostly through this group here in the Perch, pray for our parents, pray for our young married couples, pray for our singles, pray for this group as a whole. Not just as the present here at EC Grace, but even moving forward as well, and what God will do in this group. Pray that every day the Perch may be faithful to its purpose and to its mission. Will you commit to praying for the Perch? Second, will you join us as we grow in Christ with unmatched desire? Will you join us as we serve Christ with intense vigor? And will you join us together as a body as we share Christ relentlessly? Will you be a part of this too? I mean, like I said, this is who we are as a church. I mean, this is our church. This is what we want to be about. Think of how much and the glory it would bring the Lord to see all generations of his church coming together to obey him and to be who he would have this body be. We can talk about our purpose, which you have heard. We can talk about our desire. We can talk about our how. We can talk about our why. And we can talk about our commitment. That's all great. But we are really all about our Lord Jesus Christ. That's true in the Perch. And it's true at EC Grace. And it's really true for anyone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ. After all, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. At this time, I'm going to invite the entire Perch up because we want to praise the Lord with this truth, together as one. I'm so thankful and I'm blessed by each and every person that you have seen on this stage, for who's in the Perch, for those serving in the back, for those who couldn't be here, and for those who you're about to see this morning. I'm a huge believer, as I hope that you are, in what God will do and what he is doing in this group right now. I want to ask you, will you join us on mission? Amen. Lord, we praise you this morning. We praise you for all that you're doing in this group, Lord, and we praise you for just this Perch Sunday and how, yes, the Perch is the Perch. It's composed of young adults, Lord, but ultimately we're a part of this body with hearts that want to serve you. Lord, I pray for our entire body this morning that we desire nothing more than to grow in you, to serve you, and to share you with others, Lord. For truly, Lord, you love the world so much that you sent your Son to die, to pay the penalty for our sins, Lord, and we praise you for that. We praise you for the great love that you've shown us this morning, Lord, and it's a pleasure to be able to sing about that love. Lord, we love you, and we praise you for this day and this time. Amen.